The city itself is full of cramped apartments built one on top of the other, with several families living in each one. Shops are on the ground floor. There are Senate offices wedged next door to tenements, which are next door to marble temples. Such disorder! And graffiti stains every wall. Some are lines of poetry written in Latin as well as Greek. Some are election notices. I saw names of gladiators, even faded notes about the great Spartacus, but much of the writings are vulgar. Oh, the crude thoughts of man. How can an imperial city allow such squalor?
Cleopatra calls Rome the imperial city. Imperial means relating to an empire, in this case, the Roman Empire. So Rome must be the center of the Roman Empire. The princess does seem impressed with some things about the city, but she seems to be having a hard time dealing with the filth and smells. It's a little surprising, isn't it, to read about graffiti problems back then? It sounds like ancient Rome had some of the same problems as modern cities. Let's pick up where we left off in the middle of page 83. Start with, "In my opinion."
In my opinion, the Romans have spent entirely too much effort conquering the world when they should sweep their own front step. We have not met Julius Caesar. I had thought he would be on the docks when our ships arrived in Ostia, ready to receive us. But he is up north, building catapults and battering rams to conquer more of Gaul or possibly Britannia. People here are vague. We did meet Pompey the Great.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 3 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 84.